Richard Callender joins me every Friday, of course, to find a winner for punters on a Saturday. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray, and I agree 100%. I wrote about it in the Winning Post this week. Me, like everyone, was just absolutely horrified at what the vision was shown on Monday night.
Mm. And to say, oh, it's a political football, is just nonsense. I mean, if the people within the industry can't accept that change must be instituted, well, they need to get out of the industry.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
No doubt.
Happier things. Find me some winners at Rosehill Gardens tomorrow. What a good meeting at the shaping up. Silver Slipper, Hobartville, some of the best horses in the country returning.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more, Ray. It's a cracking races. I'll give you a tip in those two races. And in the Silver Slipper, I've chopped and changed a couple of times, but I've come back to Headwater. Race 5, number 5, I think he'll be somewhere near the speed. And at this stage, I think either Headwater or Ottoman will win this race tomorrow. And I think one of them, whoever wins tomorrow, will probably win the Golden Slipper. I think these are the best two-year-olds in the land. So Race 5, number 5, Headwater. And Race 6, number 3, Hallowed Crown. He won the Golden Rose, and I think he's come back better than ever, and he's got a perfect barrier tomorrow, and that'll be the difference.
Can I just give you a couple of little tips?
Yeah.
I note that TVN's basically closing down their operations very shortly. And unless Sky Channel scoop you up in some sort of remarkable set of circumstances, you could be looking for a little bit of work.
Yes.
It would go down very well on two fronts if you sucked up to A.B. Jones.
Yes.
Or wrap Singo's horses really heavily. Now, if you could have said, look, I'm tipping this horse in the Hobartville, but by gee, I'd love to see Hampton Court storming from the back of the field after a dreadful ride robbed of any chance in the VRC Derby.
That's a fair point. And look, I've got no doubt it'll be very hard to beat in the Derby, and I concur with Alan that he wasn't exactly happy with the ride last year. I'm actually doing the auction at a function that Alan, the MC, has in a couple of weeks' time.
I bet you'll be bending his ear. And the best named horse in race, or any race tomorrow, in my opinion, is TAB number 2, Holler.
Yes.
And you turn over the page, it's by Commands from Shouts.
Yeah.
And the only thing stopping it from being a special, if it was being ridden by one of the Marshall family.
Exactly right.
Holler for a Marshall.
I got it. You didn't have to explain it.
You're a bit younger than me. I didn't know whether you knew about Marshall's batteries, that's all.
Oh, mate, please. We all grew up with a Holler for a Marshall. No, and I'll tell you what, Ray, it's not to be underestimated. I think it's third pick in the race. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I agree with you. The more I think about it, geez, it's a nice horse at Hampton Court.
See you later.
See you, mate.
You're a learner. Don't have to lead him too far. He picks up very quickly, that young fella.